Okay. Randolph Gimel, Omen Aleph. Second line, Hakisha Saftiach Ma Amar Bar Rabbi Yehuda. So we just had the Sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda Machachamim, whether the, what do they call them? The,
watermelons, muskmelons, and shape melons.
Yeah, let's leave out the watermelon for now. We'll just use chait melon and muskmelon, whether they're klayim. So the Tanakhama holds they're not klayim. The Yehuda holds they are klayim. So the Gemara wants to know. Oh, so you're right. So the Gemara wants to know about what about watermelon. You're right. Absolutely. So Hakisha Svahavtiach, what would he say about the chait melon and the watermelon? Nishwinim and Haddah. So let's see what it says over here on the bottom. Why are we asking about this? So it says, perhaps he agrees that since a chait melon can yield a watermelon, like we said before, so therefore they are the same species. So although he says a watermelon is forbidden with the muskmelon, however, the case is different because muskmelon, being the product of crossbreeding, is an entity of its own. So the question is, can chait melon be permitted with watermelon? Okay, that's the question. All right, let's see what it says. Mishwinim and Adol, let's see what it says in this braisa. So it says, Hakishuin, Ho'avatichin, Vahamalafafonos, Eidon Klein, Zebazet. Chait melons, watermelons, muskmelons are not Klein. But if you know I'm a Klein, they are Klein. So the Chacham allow three pairs, and Rabbi Huda seems to disallow all them, which includes chait melon and watermelon. So Neymar, possibly you could deflect that proof. Hakishuan v'hamalafafon enum klayim zevazet. In other words, you'll read it that the word, the vav, right? The vav on the end of the list. So you have kishuan avtichin v'hamalafafono. So when you have the last one on the end of the list, is the vav of the hamalafafonos, is that only adding to each one individually? So hakishuan v'hamalafafonos. That's the way you would read it, right?
Is it C goes to A and B, or just to B?
Is it going to all three, right? Maybe it means the chait melon and the muskmelon are not climbing. And the watermelon and the muskmelon are not climbing with each other. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer climbing that they are climbing. So then the Tanakhama is saying that the muskmelon is permitted with the other two. But it doesn't address the chait melon and the watermelon. Because that pair is obviously permitted, so Rabbi Huda might also agree that it's mutter. Okay, that's it's not 100% proof, right? So the Gemara says Hakisha Svahavtiach Tzricha. So it's still Tzricha means it's like Teku, right? So it's Tzricha. It's still a question. We don't have an answer yet. Chazaras Galim. We have this. A lot of this is just different plans, so I'm just going to run through it pretty much. Rav Kananya Omar, Chasa Digigrin, lettuce that grows on a mount. Okay? Wild lettuce. Shimbre de Reb Abba Omar. So we have the next four plants in the Mishnah. Ulshin, Ulshe Sada, Krishin, and Krishe Sada. So now he's saying, Ulshin are Antuvin. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Huda Omar, that Ulshin are Truximun. And Ulshe Sada, Ulshin de Chakwa. And Krishin are Karti. Leeks. Kreishi Sada Kaplutim, large bulb leeks. Okay, the last mitzvahs, the Egyptian gourd, and the regular gourd are not Klayim, the Gemara says.
Reading that, where did you get that Lashon? Because I have different words.
Where?
Because if you're reading the Hebrew side, you can get different words.
Yeah, I'm reading English side. And a lot of the words are in parentheses.
What page are you on?
3A1.
That's what I'm looking at. I'm just trying to figure it out.
Column.
We're in the second column.
Okay, good. Now
the last mitzvah. We're up to the last mitzvah.
Wonderful.
The Egyptian gourd and the ember gourd are not colliding with each other. You got it?
That's important to know.
Masnisa delay Kareb Nechemia. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah is like Kareb Nechemia. Why? Tony Kareb Nechemia says, the last Aramis, he the last mitzvah. Armenian gourd is the Egyptian gourd. Let's see. Means it's the same thing. It's one and the same.
But it's
Klayim with the Yavanis, with the Greek gourd. Klayim and Harmutza with the amber gourd. So it's not like our Mishnah. Why? Because Because our Mishnah said that Egyptian gourd and ember gourd were two different things, right? They're not climbing with each other. They're two different plants. They're just not climbing. Whereas he said, it is Aram Adalas Aramis he Dalas Mitzris. Is that right? Is that what the Gemara's point is? Am I saying this wrong? Maybe I'm saying it wrong. What's that? What does the Mishnah say? Let me go back to the Mishnah.
They're not climbing.
What's the language of the Mishnah? Las mitzvahs for her mutzah. I'm sorry. I didn't say it right. Right. So the fact is, it says klayim im for mutzah. The last part of the statement. That's where it argues on the Mishnah, right? The Mishnah says it's not klayim. And here it says it is klayim. Okay, let's push it. Harmutsa, that is identified as a chinmel kimidlas marahi, it's bitter. They have matkanas and maremets, they bury it in embers in order to make it edible, they would heat it up. Hecharu, the karabin, amarabiyaino, kimin polamitsri, parasihu, it's a variety of the Egyptian Persian bean. Ukutsatsoi, damyun la haruva, it's positive like the positive of a carob. Lemelez in the mission next, third, halacha gimel. Halavsa nafos, the turnip in the nafos. What's nafos? 25. It's not clear. Fine. Hakruv v'hatruv tar, the cabbage and the wild cabbage. Trod them halunim. Trods in the common sorrels. I don't know what any of these things are. I know what cabbage is. And it climbs them, but not climb. Chayser Rav Akiva, shema hashumanis, garlic and wild garlic, tzatzal hatzatzal, onion wild onion, tamas and pulpus, the Egyptian lupine and the wild lupine. And on climbs them, but not climb with each other. All right? Dr. Gemara?
Because they're too similar.
They're similar in some way. Halefes on nafos, the turnip and the nafos. The latter is nafos. Meaning, what we're going to list now is, we're going to list a bunch of pairs of foods, and the second word in the pair, the Gemara, then is mafarish with a third word. So the third word is a perish on the second word, okay? So halefes on nafos. The nafos is nafos. Not that it's going to make a difference. 3b, on Gimel base, kruv ha trovtar. Trovtar is kruv dakik, small dak, cabbage. Trodan and lu'unim. Lu'unim is hamu oyon. Haizer v'kiva ha-shom ha-shomanis tum nisa. Okay, batzalam tzalzo, pal gula. Tumas plus is par mu'a. Okay. Yagdil Torah V'yadar. I don't know if they get Chasar Levit for just saying words when you don't know what they mean. Vaistish. I don't know. Halacha Dalit.
Okay.
I seriously doubt it. Tarsha Balpeh is different than Tarsha B'Ksav. Tarsha B'Ksav, when you read the words, even if you don't know what it means, you get Schar. So if you teach your child to read Hebrew, you buy him a little Tanakh. And you tell him, practice reading Hebrew, he'll get Schar Talmud Torah for every word he reads. If you're going to give him a Gemara and say, practice reading in the Gemara, he doesn't get any Schar. Ube Elon, as for trees. Okay, now we're switching to trees. Again, I'll just say the rule that I told you before. When it comes to Klayim, there's no din of Kloy Zroim by trees. The only thing that's also by trees is crossbreeding. Ube Elon's for trees, so all these cases are really crossbreeding. And I think it's in footnote 9, you'll see it says that as well. Agasin vaha Chris Tomlin, pears and Chris Tomlin. Krishin vaha Zradim, the quinces and the Azar oils. Anon climbs up as that. They're not climbing with each other. I took a look at a quince online because we were just. It looks like a pear.
Quince is a hard pear.
It's like a hard pear. It's not very tasty. Well, most people will bake it before they eat it.
It's cooked in sometimes in.
In what?
In like a soup.
In a soup, really? Wow.
Or baked in a pot.
Yeah, baked. I prefer baked pear. My grandmother used to make us baked apples. I don't know. Nobody eats baked apple anymore. I never saw anybody eat baked apple. You
didn't brush
pie. Baked apple. Yeah. Oh, yeah? Okay. You'd be more exposed to that segment. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you. So, anyway, the bottom line is they're not climbing with each other. And remember, we assumed that the same way Rabbi Yochanan sent his rule, they're not climbing with each other, but they're pairs, and they are climbing with the other people pairs. We assume that that's the case for all these lists. So, Dr. Gemara, Dr. Mishnah, HaTapuach HaChizror, Chizror, the apple and the Chizror, 14, is... It's difficult to identify. Oh, isn't that nice? It's either a variety of...
It's not colliding. That means they can be grafted to one another. Is that correct?
Yeah, you could graft them together. Correct. It might be an apple. What did you say? I'm sorry?
You think it would be the types of apples that are fed to pigs and the crab apples.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Haparskin, Mashkin. Now, this is very interesting, that the peaches and the almonds. Now, that I see. You know, because, you know, when you look at the pit of a peach, it looks very much like an almond.
The pit looks like an almond.
Yeah, and inside the pit, you mean?
Yeah, the inside of the pit of the peach is like an almond.
Isn't that where they used to try to extract that fake medication for cancer? No, it was
before they did it in Mexico. They took the peach pits.
Peach pits, yeah, I remember that. That's on the Molokit site, yeah. Hashisvin Baharimin. I was told to pronounce this jujubes. I thought it was jujubes. Anyway, whatever. And thorn. What? Abe told me. He told me it's wrong. It's wrong. Anyway. Even though they're similar, they're climb. How about that? 19. Why? Because they belong to different species and are not very similar. Okay. So we found something.
That's one of the criteria that we don't really talk about.
Yeah.
It has to really be from the same species. I mean, it's got to be the same, not the same min.
It's got to look the same. I think the leaves have to look the same and taste should be the same. The fruit should look the same. So there's a bunch of criteria. Cretian, quinces, and what says Omerbiona, asparagus. These are asparagus. Sounds like asparagus, right? So it says to look at note 12. That's the Arabic word for quince. Okay. Lominic, that's an endless loop. What a Cretian? It's asparagus. What asparagus? Cretian. Okay.
Now I understand.
Now we know. Lominic, Rashman, Cretian. Why are we calling that? Hey, look, Haminilam Parish. Look at Deira. Elements above. This is a very, I think it says that they used to cook it 10 times or something. It says here that the quince is inedible unless cooked. That's not true according to the YouTube video that I saw. The guy actually sliced it and he ate it. And he says it's not very tasty. He wouldn't recommend it. Now, it says here on the Nekudos that this is Shalman. Now, I don't know if that's right. The Nekudos might be Shulman. But I don't know if say Shalman Bar Levi.
Is that
another tasteless fruit? I hope not. Shalman Bar Levi, Achay Dezadi Bar Levi, B'Shem Rabbi Shulman Levi. So these are brothers, I guess. Well, Shulman Levi, right? Kulon Zugas Zugas. All of them. The first four trees listed in the Mishnah are grouped in pairs. Pears, P-A-I-R-S. So pears and Christomalin, quinces and azaroes. Each tree is permitted only with its pair, not with either of the other two trees. We said that already. And Rav Amar, but here Rav disagrees. Rav says, Kulam min Echon, all four are one species. You could graft on any one of them. Masnisa Masayla Rav, we have a Bryce supporting Rav. The Tony Af HaBachim. The Bachim. What's Bachim? That means it's adding a fifth item. Whatever it means. Let's not worry about what it means exactly. Let's worry about it a little bit. Let's see. It says that the Kleizram said he doesn't have sufficient information. So far, every time I've looked at the bottom, it says it's very difficult to identify. So you know what? After three times, I stopped looking at the bottom. So anyway, the bottom line here is that if you have a pair, so if you have two pairs of, you have four words, and you're trying to determine are these set up so that these two are not klayim, these two are not klayim, but with each other they are klayim? That works. But if you introduce and you say, oh, you know what, I have a fifth food that I'm putting into this grouping, you no longer have groups of two anymore. Now it's just a list of five foods. So now you see what Rav is saying. It's a Messiah L'Rav. So Rav says, no, they're all one min. And this is a proof to Rav's position because it's the fifth food that's thrown into this grouping and it's no longer pairs. Okay? Okay.
No, right.
Probably. Yeah, I'm sure if you would list a list of candy that's in our common store and you wrote it out, the Gemara would have no idea what you're talking about either. So just wanted you to know. Don't feel bad.
Every child would.
Yeah, every child would. Yeah. Okay, but then I like this piece of the Gemara because it shows organizational type of, I don't want to say skills. I don't want to talk about skills, but this is the way the Gemara thinks. Anyway, Chaser Rabbi Yosef Rabboin, V'hatoni af harugiyonim. As the Bryson teaches, also rugiyonim. So what's the question? Meaning? Let's see, one second. Oh, he's objecting. Oh, he's bringing another proof, right? He's bringing another proof. It's the same kind of proof. Correct. Hoss, this is further support for Rav's opinion. Okay? So this is another one. B'shuki shal tziporin, in the irrigated fields of tziporin, v'yamakirin kurstamlin al gavi agos, they would graft branches of the kurstamlin with the roots of the pear tree. Now, what do we say? We say kurstamlin. Do we have that in the Mishnah? Yes, the Mishnah said, "Ubi ilan ha'agasin for ha'krustamlin, pears and the krustamlin. Anon climbs over the not climb, right? So that means you could, according to our Mishnah, you could graft them together. Now, in these irrigated fields of Tziporin, they grafted them together. Ram Talmud Echad, and one student saw it. Amalahani, he said, "Asurmatav, you can't do that." Ha'chuktasum, so they went and they cut the trees down. And then after they cut the trees down, they went to ask the rabbis in Yavna, is that student right? So the rabbis told them, what are you listening to him for? He's from Talmidim Beis Shammai. Our Mishnah says Beferish that it's not Klaim Zabazah. Must be Beis Hillel, I guess, even though we don't have Beis Hillel recorded. But
yeah, that's what the little small words say.
What small words? Right. What small? What are you saying is small words? You mean it's not bold? Oh, okay. I don't know what you mean by small words. Anyway, but the point is, right? The point is, the thing that we should really take out of this, which is really interesting, is it sounds like that if it would be usser, you'd have to cut it down. This is why this is important, you show me, right? So they cut the trees down. Let's take a look at 31. Let's see what it says. 31. Footnote 31. The law is one must chop down a tree that has been grafted, but you can derive benefit from the tree. Thus, one may plant cuttings from the tree and the seeds of its fruits. Okay, so it's very interesting. So I may have an isser to graft a tree, right? If I graft the tree, I have to cut the tree down. But if I didn't cut the tree down and produced fruit, and you get that fruit, and that fruit has seeds in it, you can take that seed and plant it and grow your own new species.
Even if I cut the tree down, the fruits that are on the tree that I just cut down.
Correct. So like a nectarine, which is a grafted fruit, right? I think.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's, even though you may not have been allowed to do it, but once it's done, you could derive benefit from it. That's
what
says here.
What's to stop somebody from hiring a guy to plant the same two trees and then you do it later?
Well, what you're raising is, your question is making an assumption that a guy is not mitzuva in Harkava Se'ilon. That is a shaila in I don't know if it's Rishonim, Paiskim, whatever. it's brought down that that is that's a big machlokas. Some say that a guy is also mitzuva in harkava, because harkava comes from not the loisatka loisizra, it's more related to klai behema. So harkava and klai behema are more on the same plane, and it could be that guy mar mitzuva in that. Okay,
separate
question.
And he does it.
Some authorities rule that there's no obligation to chop down a grain. In fact, some say, and he quotes over here, I think from many people. Yeah, I didn't look it up. But anyway, there are a lot of people, Tosfos, Rosh, the Kolbo, Archos Chaim, whatever it is, they all say that there's no obligation to chop down a grafted tree. It's unclear how these authorities would explain why the Brice relates that the people chop down the tree. In other words, we have a Yerushalmi that says that they chop down the tree. Is that a proof? In other words, they weren't acting with the guidance of a rabbi to begin with because they were following Beishamai Shita. So one could argue that b'chal they were misled and they were doing their own thing, so it's no raya what they did. But if you're going to learn Pashat, that what the Yerushalmi quotes is a real thing, then you would have to chop it down. This is the question.
So to Dr. Cooper's point, when you graft, does that create a hybrid fruit, or does it just give chias to the otherwise dying branch?
It could be either way. Either way, it could work.
Either way, it doesn't seem like it's going to create a hybrid fruit.
How's a hybrid fruit?
How do you get a hybrid fruit?
You're a piece with, I don't know. I mean, the piece with the fruit, let's say the orange that you're putting onto the apple tree. So that if it works, that should give chias at least. Maybe it'll keep the orange going.
I'm not familiar with the process. Let's look into the science behind it and figure out how this works exactly. It sounds to me like this actually will produce something new. All right.
I don't think it's pshat that you plant two different seeds and then you get it together and they become a new fruit. I think it is the graft.
It's not the seed.
So let's keep going. The Gemara interrupts the Brisa. They said only grafting krustmil onto a pear is permitted. But a pear onto the chizra is not permitted. Okay, I'm not sure what the point of this diuk is. The pear has more in common with krustmil than the chizra. Okay, whatever. I'm not sure what the point of this interruption is. Then it resumes the brisa. Betchum Ariach. So this was in the Tchum of Ariach, which is the name of a city. So this is a similar type of story like we just read in the Shukish Al Tziparin. So Hayimakim Tepuach Hagav Chizra. They would graft an apple tree onto the roots of the Chizra tree. Maybe that's why I quoted it, because of the next story. Ubal Talmud Echad, Talmud said, Amulahen, Asronatim, not allowed to, Ochel Katsum, they cut it down, Boshal Biyam, and they asked them, what's going on? Amulahen, here the response is a little different. Yafa Amra HaTalmud, the Talmud said correctly, you know, that's why we quoted the beginning, to show only Krusmatil is Mutter, but not Agas Amagal Chizra, and therefore in that town the Talmud got it right. And therefore it's the pair on the chizra. It did not say that it's forbidden. So that implies grafting a pair onto the chizra is permitted. Contradicts the implication of the previous ruling. 35. The Gemara assumes chizra has more in common with the pear than with the apple. So by stating only the grafting of the chizra with an apple is forbidden, that implies that grafting with a pear is permitted. Okay. Whatever happened, let's not worry about it. I guess we'll stop here. Oh, no, actually, no, let me read one more line. Sorry, one more line. Sorry, one more line. Tony, I read this last night. Tony, if you have a non-Jew that grafted a branch from a walnut tree onto the root of a peach tree, even though a Jew is not allowed to do that, the Jew may take a cutting from the grafted tree, he can plant it someplace else, and what's going to come out of it, dark peaches. That will be the result. So, what Adam was asking is described here on the box. So in the box it says, by specifying a Jew may not graft trees, it implies that the non-Jew is permitted to do so, etc. Rambam brings over here rules that a non-Jew is prohibited to graft trees. That's the law. So you have the machlokes here.
Thank you.
Yeah.
If you look at that, if you go to Whole Foods, you'll see a